There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Regular listeners will know that we love a bit of Jo Malone London, and on today's podcast, we are discussing the team's picks for Mother's Day gifting. Now, Lou, Jo Malone London is one of the best places to buy gifts for a loved one. What have you got your eye on for your mum or anyone close to you this year?
Oh, there are so many to choose from, but I love the peony and blush suede for my mum. It's one of my favourite floral fragrances of all time, as it has a freshness to it that's very modern, with added honey for something a little bit different. My mum loves it. What about you, Charlotte?
There are so many, but I actually love wood sage and sea salt. I've always thought it feels a bit different and unique for Jo Malone London. It's herby, salty and very warming, and it's actually so unique and layers so nicely with other fragrances. It's got this unisex quality, and I know my mum will love it as it wears nicely for day and night.
Oh yeah, that is such a good one. I love how you can head into store with your mum or a loved one and have a complimentary fragrance consultation. It's such a good idea for those who are unsure of what they like, and the fact that you can get a free hand and arm massage in store makes it even more special.
I so agree. Well, you can shop and discover all the fragrances and discover complimentary benefits and services at jomalone.co.uk.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Hello and welcome to the Sherlock's team podcast with me, Sherry Andrew. Today I'm joined by Nana Achempong, Georgina Blasky and Vanessa Menrad. Hi ladies.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, how are we? It's a bit chilly today.
Yeah, that's why I'm sat here.
You're wrapped up.
I'm also sat on my hot water bottle.
Keeping toasty.
I can't be cold ever. It's not my blood.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It is bitter. Not quite spring yet. How's everyone feeling?
No. Well, it's bright and sunny. And I think that over the weekend, I just noticed like the flowers are blooming everywhere. So
I feel like there's
colour coming back into the world now.
Finally.
And it's getting darker later. And the mornings aren't as dark as well. Like I think that's the best gym in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And actually, I don't look like I'm leaving the house in the middle of the night now, which is quite nice.
Such a difference.
Yeah.
Finally, I know. How's everyone's weekend been? Vanessa, it's been your birthday. Happy belated.
It's been my birthday for the last 2 weeks. Really milking it.
You go all out, don't you?
I didn't think I was, but then I looked at it and I was like, okay. Maybe I did, yeah. My birthday was actually last weekend, but I had my birthday party this weekend because my birthday was on a Sunday and I don't like to be hungover on my actual birthday. So I thought I'd do the party the week after. Makes more sense.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I wanted to have a dinner party with everyone, but I couldn't really afford taking everyone out. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, because I love cooking and hosting, so I thought I'll do a dinner party at home. I cooked in the morning on a Saturday, you know, then everything was ready basically. We rented some tables and chairs from the community centre next door.
That's such a good idea.
If you don't have a dining table, find the nearest like
community
centre. Yeah, because and they were so lovely about it. Like all he wanted was a deposit, no cost, nothing like.
Just make sure you get it back to them. That's so good.
It was honestly so nice. So I managed to host 14 people. It was very tight in the space. There was not much getting up and sitting back down. And I've been for the last 2 months kind of like getting together little bits of decorations just to like keep the cost as low as possible. Mm-hmm. And then I cooked a bolognese. I cooked a beef and a veggie bolognese for everyone. We had some burrata starters, which I put on a little bed of rocket with like a honey dressing.
And then I did some
grilled peaches. I had that at Straker's. Nice. And I was like, grilled peaches and burrata. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All you do is take the peaches, put them in a bit of olive oil and fry them till they caramelize. Mm-hmm. Honestly, so nice. So good. So
an Italian theme.
Yeah, Italian. Yeah. Well, dinner.
Oh, dinner.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah. Italian themed dinner. We had some focaccia, which I bought from the market. I did not make that.
I mean, that was one of my lockdown bakes was focaccia.
Well, lockdown. At least we had time.
Yeah, I know.
You've got time to make focaccia. Apparently, it's quite easy to make once you get the drift of it. But okay, I felt it scared me. Anything that involves baking, I'm a bit like, am I gonna get this right? Do I really want to stress myself out with that? But yeah, and then my housemate made me a birthday cake, and my friend brought over tiramisu. She's Italian, so the double tiramisu dessert was like
amazing.
Chef's kiss.
And
so
staying
good
with the theme.
Yes, staying with the theme. Yeah. It was just, you know what? It was so lovely to like have everyone sit in like your space with you, and you know, you chat, you listen to some music, you drink, and then we went out to dance afterwards and to stereo, actually, which has become very popular now. There was a massive queue outside. It's in Covent Garden.
Oh, I've not been. Opened about a year ago. And when it first opened, not many people knew about it. Yeah. So it was great.
Is it like a door music and downstairs?
Yeah, exactly. It's honestly, the queue was so long and we were half an hour late for our booking. Shout out to Stereo for being so nice to us, letting 14 people in half an hour late and still giving us a table. Very kind of them. And then, yeah, there was a bit of a live band still playing and then a DJ. So, yeah, it was so nice. And then Sunday, literally just spent on the sofa.
Chill.
Yeah. Really chill. But
sounds like a perfect birthday weekend.
Honestly.
Fully celebrated.
Yeah, really, really happy with everything. Oh. My heart is very full.
Oh, cool.
That sounds so nice. Georgina, how was yours?
Well, I feel like my weekend kicked off kind of on Thursday night, because I went to see Sarah Snook in Dorian Gray.
My goodness,
I think is the best thing I have ever seen on the stage, just ever.
That's really high praise.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. And I go to the theatre a fair amount, and I've seen quite a few kind of I'm definitely gullible for there's a Hollywood star on the stage, let's book a ticket and go and see them, even if I'm like right at the back in the top. I just want it's so exciting to see somebody famous. But anyway, some friends had booked this ages ago, before I even knew she was coming over or anything. They obviously had some, you know, intel. And I didn't know really much about it. I purposely had kind of not really read too much. And it was a one-woman show. And if I'm honest, I don't always love a one-woman, one-man thing. Yeah. I like a cast. I was a bit like, oh, well, we'll see what it's like. And it was just incredible. She was incredible. Mm-hmm. And if anyone can get a ticket, I really would try and get one. Because it's amazing. She plays 26 parts. And they filmed it where they kind of...
That's incredible.
So she's on the stage and there's a big suspended screen. And she starts off behind it just in like a shirt and jeans. And there are people in, like, crew, all just dressed in black with cameras. And there are different cameras following
different angles.
From different angles, which then capture. So when she looks at one, that's kind of one character. And then she'll, like, raise an eyebrow and look at the other and, like, change her whole demeanour. And that's then the other character. I mean, even just to remember to keep going the right way.
And what camera to look at.
And then she's walking through places and they're just following her. Then she'll suddenly turn around and do something different. Mm-hmm. I think it was just short of 2 hours, only her. I mean, how she even remembers the lines.
That's
I can't even remember a shopping list,
that's
you know?
What I was going to say.
Like, yeah, letting the facial expressions and...
Yeah, and then as it moves and builds, she starts using wigs and then there's more costumes, then there's suddenly some sideburns, then there's a change with the eyebrows and it sort of builds and gets kind of richer and richer the whole way through. And then they have some pre-filmed stuff that they layer over the top of her live performance in some incredibly clever way because it's still all on one screen. I don't know how they did it. It was absolutely brilliant and obviously standing ovation and everyone was just like... Like the audience kind of cheered really loudly and then everyone almost just went quiet like...
What did we just watch?
Like, what did we just watch? There's no interval. So it's like this energy and it builds and builds and builds and builds and at the end... There's such a climax to the story anyway that is then coming through. And it was almost like I kind of left like fizzing. It was so intense. And kind of when we went to the loo at the end, because obviously everyone was desperate to go to the loo by the end, everyone in the toilets was just like chattering away, like, oh my God, what have we just seen? Like, yeah, wasn't that amazing? That. And all these strangers just kind of like bouncing off each other. It was really quite a moment.
Yeah,
so
wow.
That was
I really want a ticket now to go and
I was going
to
say, and this is Sarah Snook, who people will know from Succession,
and she just won.
Mm-hmm. She won a big award. Yeah.
And Kieran Culkin won Best Actor and she won Best Actress for Succession. So, mm-hmm. So she's obviously riding high. Mm-hmm. But I did watch an interview the next day about her talking about it. And she did say she had played that character for so long in Succession and she really wanted to show people the full breadth of her work. And my God,
she did.
26 characters.
From 1 to 26 quite quickly.
Yeah, wow. And you felt every character. I mean, it really was... Yeah, incredible. It was amazing.
Gosh, high praise. Well, good luck if there are still tickets available.
Yeah.
Definitely go.
It was it was great. Yeah. So that started my weekend.
That was the peak.
That was the peak. And then on Friday, I went to stay at the Grove for a night.
Oh, lovely.
Which was so lovely. I really loved the hotel, but the main thing that I really enjoyed was the spa and it's got this beautiful pool. I think you've been there before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. It's such a nice hotel. I think they did up the spa about a year ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it's pretty new.
Mm. Ah, okay. So it feels lovely and then it has this big kind of oak beamed swimming pool, indoor swimming pool, but the whole pool's been tiled in this kind of either very dark green or possibly even like a granite black tiling. So normally you sit by a pool and it's all kind of blue and but this just feels really dramatic when you sit by it. So the weather wasn't great on Friday, was it? So I just kind of cozied
perfect
up
time
next
to
that. So
lovely.
Nice weekend.
Very nice weekend. Oh, God. Nana, can you top that?
Not sure that I can, that play.
All right, actually, I've got one more thing. Yeah. My final, my celeb
spot. Oh, you're not
spot.
Done. She's not done.
Oh, my celeb spot. Oh, I actually spotted four celebrities this weekend. Yeah.
Four?
So Jamie Callum and Sophie Dahl were at the theatre on Thursday night.
That's a good spot.
Jason Orange was at the Grove.
Okay.
We love.
The Grove always has celebs. I know that because the England football team always stay there during their whatever
training.
Season they're doing.
Tip right
exactly, honestly.
So, and Jason Orange.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, I went shopping with my daughter on King's Road and I saw Victoria Beckham walking out of Brandy Melville as we walked in with Harper behind her with her foot in a massive boot.
Oh no. She's done something to her
leg. I then Googled, apparently she had a Valentine's Day accident in the gym.
Oh no.
Not in the gym.
Not on Valentine's Day. When you started Valentine's Day accident, I was like, excuse me.
I was questioning.
Very on brand.
Was that at the gym?
Yeah.
Was there shenanigans in the Beckham on Valentine's Day?
Should have asked her, Victoria.
I opened the door to let her out.
What am I saying?
It's all about Victoria now.
It's all about me.
I always get... people always confuse me with her. It's so weird. we were going in and I saw her and I like pulled back my daughter and I was like, it's Victoria Beckham. Oh, my God. So I was opening the door because she was on her... Probably on crutches with this boot. So... I just thought, you know, we've got so much in common, both hanging out with our daughters, going into Brandy Melville
both on the King's
on a
Road.
Sunday.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I'm celebbed out. So no more celebs, please.
No more celebs. Okay. Wow, that is a great list.
That is impressive.
Yeah. I felt like they got
A-list
better.
You have finished on a high.
Yeah.
Phoebe.
So there we go.
Wish her well with her boot. Nana, what have you been up to this weekend?
So I'm still recovering from last weekend. So this weekend was very, very chill.
Have you caught up on sleep or post-BAFTAs?
Post-BAFTAs. Yeah. Caught up on sleep. Obviously then had a very busy week. So Friday was very chill. And then Saturday, one of my really good friends had her 40th birthday party at Home House, which was just huge, basically.
Oh,
it
was
kind of like a wedding. I was here for it. There were about four outfit changes. There was an 8-piece
This is what I aspire to be.
She did.
There will be... I used to do outfit changes for my birthdays, like my 30th. I think there were about 5 or 6 outfit changes.
Nana, this is what surprised me.
And I'd done it every year up until my 30th. And then at my 30th, I was like, okay, I'm done now, guys, until my 40th, which is coming up quite soon. well, 2 years.
Gotta stop promotions now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I appreciate the outfit changes. The cake was incredible. The floral display, the DJ. So yeah, that went on until about 3 a.m. I think.
Okay, quite late finish.
Quite late.
That
finish.
That sounds so fun.
I love that. You're saying it's a chill weekend. Went to home house, 40th birthday. Chill.
No, that is true. One event for me is like that's a chill.
That's enough. Yeah,
yeah, that's enough. Yeah. That's a chill weekend for me. But yeah, she. It was just so nice to see like so many kind of like friends and family and people that I hadn't seen for ages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was really, really fun. And then Sunday, I really did just chill. I was like in the house, making my granola,
doing meal prep,
doing my juices, doing my ginger shots.
Yep. Sunday reset.
Nice. I actually filmed a reel as well. That was like, I never have time to like properly film like outfit reels and things like this. And a couple of weeks ago on Instagram, one of my followers asked me what my top gym wear outfits or brands.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. I was like, I want to do this, but let me do it in an interesting way. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know, I love hula hooping. So I have a weighted hula hoop that that's my one of my forms of exercise.
Love this. I wish I could just be doing that in front of the TV. But yeah, it's quite hard, isn't it?
I do it while I'm watching EastEnders.
How long can you keep your hula hoop going for without it dropping?
Like an hour?
No. Wait, really?
Yeah. I can like...
That's really impressive.
I've literally been doing another lock... This is another lockdown thing.
Do you ever accidentally hit anything? No. This is my issue. No, I don't have the space.
Sometimes I've like... I do it in my spare bedroom, so sometimes I just like hit like clothes. It's my walk-in wardrobe. So I did a outfit reel of my top 6 gym brands whilst hula hooping, and then did all the transitions together.
I really appreciate that.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
Can you give us a spoiler? What are your top
my
gym brands?
Top 6 brands in no particular order. So everyone's like, "What's your favorite?" And I can never really decide because I obviously wear different brands for depending on the exercise I'm doing. But my top 6: Gymshark, Sweaty Betty,
classic,
Lululemon, Adenola, Aloe, and oh my god, what was number 6? Savage Fenty, Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
Her stuff is great.
Nice. Yeah. All good options.
Yeah.
Different price points as well.
All different.
Well, we have to watch the reel then.
Yeah, exactly. Watch the reel and like you'll see what's best for what.
See the outfits.
Yeah, see the outfits. So yeah, that was my that is a chill weekend for me, guys.
Chill. Okay.
Love that.
A weekend of two halves. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Very nice, very nice.
How about yourself?
Well, I also had, this weekend was very chill, so I won't talk about that. But last weekend it was actually my birthday too. Vanessa, Aquarius season. Yeah, so
what are
I
the
had
characteristics of an Aquarius?
Aquarius, oh gosh,
we're
that's
quite
a good question.
Innovative people. So it's like people who, like, often, what is it called? Like, they like to invent things or, like, you know.
Quite creative.
Like, yeah, creative. Yeah. But, like, not necessarily in the creative industry. Like, it could be creative in anything. Mm-hmm. Quite ambitious.
Yeah.
Those are the traits I like to remember because I tell myself. Yeah. I gaslight myself into thinking I'm very, very innovative.
Creative. And so, yeah, so it's Aquarius season. Mm-hmm. So on Friday night, I went to Karaoke Box in Soho with Lam, my boyfriend. And we had just a 2-person karaoke, which was
brilliant.
Honestly. And an hour and a half goes very quickly.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because you have
your
to.
Top karaoke song?
Yeah, so if it's just two of you, are you doing like schmootsy duets?
No,
or are you like,
come on. Because the duets I'm going to do are like Sean Paul, which is actually it's very hard. You have to be
very fast.
You've got to know the songs. Whereas Lam was like, oh, let's, you know, I'll do a bit of Oasis, a bit of The Killers. He's like into that kind of music. So it was kind of like his songs in between my like George Michael, Cheryl Cole, Girls Aloud, Kylie Minogue. Yes. It was actually really fun.
I love that.
We were the first people there on Friday night, which felt quite sobering, I have to say. We were like, hey, we need a drink to get through this, but it's actually really good fun. And then we went to Din Tai Fung for dim sum afterwards in Covent Garden, which is I forget how nice it is there.
Yeah.
If you just want, I mean, it does add up quite quickly if you want a lot of dumplings. However, it's just so nice. Like, the food is really good. It's just very quick. You can get in and out in about an hour.
Yeah.
So that was lovely. And then on Saturday, I had lunch with the girls. We went to Gold in Notting Hill, which has been on my list for ages, but it's very hard to get a booking on a Saturday. So for six, I was like, okay, got in there straight away. And it was lovely. We just had some nice sharing plates, kind of like Mediterranean vibes. They've got this amazing dining room downstairs. It's kind of like in an atrium. So it's very aesthetics, all good for the gram if you want some nice pictures. And then afterwards, we went to this bar on Portobello called Love, which it was really nice, but it was very unassuming from the outside. We kind of went there because everyone else was really busy.
You've been in that bar. I've been looking for someone who's been in that bar because that bar has been around. And we call it the No Vibes Bar because from the outside, there's like nothing that gives away. And I'm not saying that it is actually
inside,
No Vibes.
It's all the vibes. But like, inside, there were vibes. Yeah.
Is it really good?
Yeah, it was
really
nice.
Have I been wrong this whole time?
It's kind of like a strange aesthetic. So you go in, there's kind of like projectors on the wall of like dolphins, and it's quite psychedelic. It sounds quite strange, but the guys who own it are so lovely. And there were six of us, and they were like, girls, what would you like? Margaritas? Yes. They just like made such a nice vibe.
Aww,
quite an interesting crowd. Yeah. Bit of a motley crew. But if you want someone that's really like low-key, and I mean importantly, the drinks were really good and fairly priced as well.
I'm gonna go now. So yeah, I'm gonna tell my friends because we've
Saturday,
all been like,
yeah, it was a vibe. I liked it. It's not like a fancy bar. You're not gonna get like the best drink of your life, but if you just want somewhere really chill,
yeah,
you can just like chat to the girls and have a nice time. Nice. Then yeah, it was nice.
Lovely.
Would recommend. Yeah, so next time, Vanessa, love.
Yeah, love.
Right. So, have we been watching any good TV? Reading any books? Does anyone have anything to recommend?
I went to the cinema on Saturday.
Okay,
part of my very busy weekend. I went to see my daughter had some friends around, so I was like, "It's fine. I will leave the house. We will leave you do it." And so we went to see American Fiction with Jeffrey Wright, who I think has won some awards, the film. And it's a comedy about a black writer, but he's also a professor, a literature professor. He loses his job quite near the beginning, or he's kind of pushed out onto a sabbatical because he's basically not really connecting with his students because he's a little bit disenchanted with what's going on in the genre of African-American fiction in America, like the contemporary genre, where people are writing about, kind of polarizing it to be about gangsters and drugs and guns and everything. And he's like, there's way more stories than that to be told. Anyway, he's had a few books published with medium success. He hasn't had anything published for a long time. And he decides he's going to write the book that everyone wants, which is the kind of stereotypical gangster drugs convict scenario. So he writes this book, and he's basically writing it as a complete piss take out of the genre because he's so fed up with that being the representation. And the book gets picked up for a ridiculous amount of money.
Oh, no.
It then gets like Hollywood comes knocking on the door for another $4 million. Like, it goes on and on and on, and he's so frustrated, he is so angry about it. But his mother has dementia and needs to go into a really expensive care home. And so he is basically sort of goes along with it for the checks. But as the film progresses, it's very funny. It's very heartwarming. But it also, the trailer kind of just focuses on that story. But actually around that story, there's a lot to do with family relationships and love and loss and all sorts of different things. And my favourite character was his brother, who is played by Sterling K. Brown, who we just say from This Is Us, who is amazing.
Yeah,
This Is Us. I loved him.
Oh, he's just my favourite.
I need to watch This Is Us. I feel like
I never got on the hype.
It's my favourite. I'm actually almost, I'm kind of jealous that you've not seen it because you've got all that to look forward to.
Okay, fine.
Oh, anyway, he plays a completely different role. So he's quite sensible in This Is Us, isn't he? But he is so different in this and so funny. He's the kind of, he's basically the gay cokehead brother, which is a massive departure if you have watched This Is Us.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right. And it's just,
couldn't be further from Randall.
He's brilliant. He's so brilliant. And it was so lovely to see him do something else. Anyway, if you want like a sort of fun comedy that sort of is heartwarming, then I would recommend it. It's a lovely film.
American Fiction, okay. American Fiction.
In cinemas now, I can't imagine it'll be too long before it's on TV. Yeah. It's definitely one you could watch on TV. It's, you don't need that big.
Yeah.
It comes on TV so quickly now anyway. It's five, so true. Like 5 years ago, it'll be in a cinema and then suddenly it's on Amazon and I'm like,
Very true. I did actually go to watch it at the cinema in Battersea Power Station, which I hadn't been to before.
Oh,
I know.
It's so nice.
Very bougie.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
I did a panel talk there last Monday. And that was the first time that I've been there. What a nice venue to do that.
Is it like a cozy cinema?
It's kind of like an
Everyman.
It's got type of vibe.
Yeah. It's like the massive scene.
Like it's way bigger than an Everyman.
That's for a date night, actually.
It's really nice. And the way that like people can walk past in front of you to get out and you don't even need to move. There's so much room.
Oh, that's so good.
What a dream.
Nice. Yeah. Lovely. Thanks, Regina.
Cool.
Vanessa, anything?
Well, I was very hungover on Sunday, so I had a lot of time spent on a sofa. Mm-hmm. I mean, reading-wise, I've been reading the same book for over a month called Milkmen by Anna Burns. It's a really good book, but it's a really hard read. Like, there's barely paragraphs or chapters, so it's everything just blocks and blocks and blocks. And it's all, like, the sentences are sometimes half a page long, so like it's taken me a while to read.
Do you read in English? Or
yes, only exclusively. Okay. It helps me practice words, and I mean, this one I had to actually Google a few words because it's so extreme.
Intense.
But and then plus she doesn't mention names or anything, so it's like all my first brother, second brother, first brother-in-law, mom, dad.
What is the book about? What is this?
It's set in Northern Ireland, but again, no names. It's just our side, the other side, over the sea, blah, blah, blah. And it's set in, I think, the 70s. So it's like really in, and they're like in one of those like real war zones. So like, it's quite like dark in places, like a lot of like death happening. But also it's just about this 18-year-old girl that's getting stalked by this man called the Milkman, who's not actually a milkman. There is the real Milkman, which is the Milkman. This is what I mean with confusing. And then, and she, you know, the way she's handling it and the way the community is kind of like looking away from her. Mm-hmm. And then these rumors get spread that her and the Milkman are sleeping together, but he has a wife. So then she becomes, because he is a renouncer. And it's like, it's this whole like complicated story that rolls around this 18-year-old girl that's just really lost in this in this place, which doesn't have a name, but it's somewhere around the border of Northern Ireland.
During the Troubles, I'm guessing. Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite a hard read, so it's taken me a while. But apart from that, on Sunday, in my... I did not read on Sunday. I did not read.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow. Yeah, I watched a bunch of comedies, and top two, I'll say, is so on Amazon. I think it just came onto Amazon because it was in cinema last year, was Joyride, which is the one with Ashley Park. Is that her name? Ashley Park, the one from Emily in Paris. Yes. Where her... So she... grows up in this village in America. She's adopted, so her parents are white, and then she befriends this girl, the only other Asian girl in town, mm-hmm. basically, who's got Asian parents, and they grow up together, and then she has to go on a business trip to China and takes her friend with her as translator because she doesn't actually speak Chinese. And then two other friends tag along, one of her uni friends and the friend's eccentric cousin. And this trip, like, it just, like, it turns into this, like, crazy trip. I actually, there's some point where they're doing, like, a BTS, you know, that Korean pop. Yeah. Like, they do, like, a BTS version of WAP by... Cardi B and Megan, and it's so funny. The whole, I laughed, I cried a little, it gets a bit deep. Like, it's funny, it's heartwarming, it's, I enjoyed it so much, every minute so of good. It. It's just the right balance of everything, and I really loved every second of it, so highly recommend watching it. I think it was a bit, it went a bit under because it came out at the same time where all the Barbie Oppenheimer hype was happening. Okay. So I think it just gets swallowed, but it's very interesting. And very interesting as well, culturally, like, you know, the way, like, they grew up together, but, like, the Ashley Park's character is the adopted one, and she's kind of, like, looking for that connection, you know, to her, like, birth mom's culture, and then she makes a discovery which changes things. Like, it's just, like, really... Yeah. Really lovely made. And then the other film I watched is on Netflix. It just came out. It's called The Players. Or just Players? Mm-hmm. One of those. It's with... what's the main character from Jane the Virgin? Gina Rodriguez? She's the main character in this. And it's basically about friends from college. They've grown up now, but they do this thing. They do a play to get someone to sleep with them for, like, a one-night stand. And they have, like, loads of different plays that they can play out. And then they do a play for this guy who's played by Tom Ellis, who's Lucifer. And I don't know if you ever watched that show.
Yes.
It's not the best quality show.
But also in Miranda.
In Miranda, yes. The love interest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He plays this guy that she does a play for and, like, you know, she ends up sleeping with him. And it's a one-night stand, but then she actually wants him to like her. So they start, like, coming up with this, like, crazy thing of, like, making him like her.
I watched the trailer for this. I was like, why does this sound familiar? And I was like, I didn't watch it, but I watched the trailer.
The trailer's very confusing. Yeah. I have no idea what it was actually about. Yeah. Not gonna lie. It was great fun. It's not like, you know, you can tell, like,
it's a Sunday hangover movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It wasn't like a cinematic experience, right. But it was quite funny. You know, yeah, really enjoyed that as well. Those were the top two.
So that was on Netflix.
That was on Netflix. Yeah, and they'd just come out as well. So
okay. Yeah, some light-hearted.
Some light-hearted stuff for all the hangover people out there.
Yeah. We have Sunday scary.
Yes, so I watched the end of the series Criminal Record, a show that I've been watching on Apple.
On Apple TV. Because you recommended this a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I did. And it was, I think I'd missed a couple, so I've had like two episodes to catch up on. And it was so good. Like, it was a really good ending. Mm-hmm.
I love a satisfying ending.
Well, hopefully, I don't know if they could do a series two, but I'm not sure whether they will or not. But I was very satisfied with how it ended. All of the actors, like Kush, Tom Mucci, like, they were all amazing in it. So loved that. And then my sister came around as well, actually, in the afternoon, and we watched the panel talk that I was talking about at Battersea Power Station last week. That was for a new documentary that's on BET UK about it's called Garms, and it's about the black culture's influence on the fashion industry.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's got kind of like lots of different black fashion designers like Bianca Saunders and Fodé from Labrum, all talking about kind of like what's influenced them and stuff at like London Fashion Week, and just kind of dating back to what the influence has done and what it looks like now. So because my sister couldn't come to the panel talk, I was like, you need to watch it now. So mate, I've already watched the documentary, but it's only like 45 minutes and you can watch it on Channel 5, their catch-up service. So that was really good, enjoyed that. And then one into the other. Love is Blind, the new series.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, it is so good.
Really? I feel like I dropped off after the first series. I was like, this is great. Second series, I was like, oh, I don't have time for this. Yeah, and now I've just, but it is good.
It is good. I definitely have dropped off like for a couple of seasons as well. Like definitely the last one I didn't watch.
So do churn them out quite quickly, they do, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they churn them out. And to be fair, I wouldn't have actually started watching this one. It's actually my boyfriend who loves, I think he loves reality TV more than I do. yeah, he was watching it the other night. So now, by proxy, I'm watching it. So yeah, they had some new episodes that were released at the weekend. So I caught up on that as well.
Worth a watch?
I mean, again, it's quite, not mind-numbing, but you don't need to be like paying too much attention.
Okay. I like that when you're doing something else on the side.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's it's nice it. To have it was like something just like in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that was on when I was making my granola. So, so yeah, it's an easy watch slash listen.
Easy watch, yeah. For some light relief.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Nice, really nice. Yeah.
What about you?
To be fair, I haven't been watching that much TV, but I have been doing a lot of reading. I feel like I will not read for ages and then like read like 3 books in 2 weeks or something like that, which is what I've done. So
lovely balance.
Exactly. Yeah. Honestly, one like extreme that. To the other. Yeah. So I read an article the other day, I think it was in the Times, and it said, if you loved one day, these are the 10 books that you should read. And one of them was Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin, which actually came out 2 years ago, but it was really good.
I've heard of this
book. So it's about two students, they meet at university in America and they end up becoming this like amazing gaming duo.
Oh, I've heard this book. So I was like, this is the book I took on holiday and read 3 pages because I was having so much fun.
It was really good.
But do you not think it was a bit of a slow start?
I don't think it was, actually. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if someone said there's a book about two gamers who go on to become really famous in the gaming industry, that wouldn't pull me in. But that's kind of like the secondary element. I guess the primary element is more about
Their relationship.
Their relationship, their friendship, what happens when one person becomes more successful than the other person. So there's a lot going on.
Okay, don't give too much away. I'll finish reading it.
That's all I'll say.
All right, page 4. Here we go. Round 2.
Literally.
I mean, it's not new, but it is really good. I recommend getting through it. Yeah. And it's not too long as well. So that was really good. And then I also read The Witches of Vardo by Anya Bergman, which is very my type of genre. So this sounds really strange, but I love books about like witches, anything like a little bit superstitious, but that's in like rooted in like actual history. So this is set in it's like 1660.
Like Salem or something.
Yeah, exactly. In Norway. And it's about a group of women. And one of them is accused of being a witch. And it's about her family. And they're trying to basically get her off of the trial. So to save her life, because during those times, if you're a witch, you would be killed often. Mm. So that was really interesting. A bit different. Mm. If you like anything that's set in like Scandinavia, the language is quite funny, actually. It's very dramatic. So that was like, okay, the first book was really good. This book was okay. And then the next book that I read was so good. This was Piglet by Lottie Hazel. Came out a couple of weeks ago. I think I gave this to you, Vanessa.
That's the one I've got on my shelf now. That's the one after Milkman, if I ever make it through that book.
If you make it through. Okay, this is much easier to read. Yeah, definitely for light relief. It's really good. It's about a couple, they live in Oxford and they're in like the late 20s, early 30s, and they have this curated life that she has basically created. So from the outside they live a perfect life and they have their friends over for dinner parties, she makes all these elaborate meals, and they're about to get married, and then 13 days before the wedding day he has a bombshell for her, which I obviously won't spoil, but then that disrupts their whole life and everything comes crashing down. So the whole book is about the fallout and then what happens next. But food, I mean, her name's Piglet. This is a nickname that she's been given when she was a child. And food
is such a weird nickname.
Yeah. So there's lots of, themes of, you know, I think she's got some kind of eating disorder. It doesn't really say what it is, but there's definitely like some disordered eating. Mm. And although saying that food is really central to the book. Mm. So if you like reading about really elaborate descriptions about food and even like, there's one dish, it's like a spaghetti, like a pasta dish, and she just describes it so beautifully. And it's almost like you can taste it. Like
does it make you hungry?
Oh, yeah. It's going to make you... It makes you very hungry.
Are there recipes in the back?
There is actually, yeah, there is.
Is there?
Yeah,
there's
recipes.
Oh my God, amazing.
Sort of bits. Yeah, they do yeah. That, yeah, exactly. A little bit in the back. With
yeah,
the
food, like, that's exactly. So good. Yeah, so I think there's one recipe at the end. But yeah, it's a really enjoyable
read. Is that new, did you say?
Yeah, it came out a couple of months ago. Okay. I read through it in like a weekend. So
I might buy
is it
that
the cover,
you?
Like, there's sort of a thing stacked and it's
yes,
sort of,
it's got like donuts
with,
on the top. It's a pink cover.
I've seen it in Waterstones or something. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I really, really enjoyed that. So I would highly recommend. An easy read as well. So that was really good.
I need to read more. That's one thing. That's when more, everyone's like, you do everything, I'm like, that is the one thing I don't do, is like reading.
It is hard.
It's really
fit,
hard.
Like,
it's really hard to put it in.
Theatre, film, TV.
Yeah. This is why audiobooks are good, because you can like listen to it when
yeah.
you're at the gym.
I don't really like audiobooks. Like, I like the physical action.
Yeah.
Like I like a podcast. And I did a lot in lockdown. I did audiobooks in lockdown, but I just love the physical action of like actually having, like I never got into Kindles for that reason either.
Fair. Yeah. I actually prefer a Kindle now.
Yeah, me too.
Reading a physical book, it's just too much to carry. I like filling it in my little handbag.
Really?
I think I'd prefer Kindle, but like I like collecting the books, some of it, like, and then I swap it with friends, you know, like I don't know, and I like the smell of it, the touch of it, so I can see the Kindle, like every day I schlep a book with me to work.
Yeah,
like, I should just get a Kindle.
All,
Do you know where you would find a Kindle maybe quite useful? Is you can, if there's a word you don't know, especially reading in not your first language, if you press the word, it just gives you the definition.
Very cool.
So it's very cool.
I did not
that.
Know that. Why don't they advertise that more?
Wow.
That's I feel like that would advertise
it. And they highlight passages that a lot of people highlight.
There you go, Kindle. Here's an advert idea for you.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But it is really frustrating when I say someone goes, oh, have you got a good book to recommend? And you're like, oh, yeah, I've got this. And I do want to lend it to them, and I do want to give it to them, but you can't because it's on your Kindle.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think they're like family sharing accounts.
Is Piglet, is that on your Kindle, or do you have an actual copy?
The actual copy is now Vanessa.
Oh, okay.
So, but what it can it's have to do the round.
Yeah, do the round.
Once it's the traveling book of Chillax, it's Piglet.
Yeah, by the time you've like finished Piglet, I'll have finished tomorrow, whatever it's called.
Exactly. So,
there we go. So
I'll continue.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to say, though, for the reading, I don't find time for reading at all. That's why I started reading on my commute.
Mm-hmm.
So the only time I read during the week is like the 2 hours I travel.
Yeah.
And like honestly, I can get through a book so quickly.
Yeah.
Makes such a difference.
Yeah. Again, it apart does, from this one I'm reading right now, but all the others. You read so much.
It's
through
such
the
a
week.
Good time to read.
Because I always felt really anxious that I was wasting time sitting on a tube, like just being there. And like even when I listen to music, I'm like, so now when I read, it just feels like so much better.
Yeah,
like,
that's okay, the one good thing about commuting. You can read all.
Although I have missed my stop several times.
No, I know that's actually the last time I did that. I ended up at Clapham South. I looked up and I was like, oh, I just change. Well, no, it was tomorrow. It's literally my first week when I started. I still had it from holiday and I was like, I'm gonna finish
it. So it was grippy after all that.
I still need to finish it.
That's so funny.
Yeah, add it to your list. Well, speaking of conversation, we've been talking for a while. Georgina, you bought an interesting piece that you found in the newspaper.
I liked this. It was in the Telegraph. It's called 9 Ways to Survive Small Talk, but actually it's more about the art of conversation, I would say. Mm. And basically it was saying that some people find conversation really difficult and they find small talk quite frustrating and they'd like to move on to kind of a more, not important, but sort of a bit more meaningful, I guess, conversation. So it just talks about what conversation is and the different kinds of conversation that you can have. So there's practical conversations about decision making and problem solving, emotional conversations, obviously about feelings, and social conversations, how we relate to other people and how society sees us. And the main miscommunication comes when different people think they're having different conversations. Your mode of conversation is not aligned, and that's why you can then feel frustrated with the conversation. So for example, your partner might come home and be really fed up, or flatmate or whoever, and be moaning about their co-workers, and they're actually just having quite a practical conversation, but you're then going in really deep trying to kind of psychoanalyze why they're feeling that way. And so that's where your mode of conversation is not connecting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I thought that was really interesting.
Interesting. Miscommunication 101.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it talked about if you're meeting people for the first time, mm-hmm. And you want to, I was going to say create intimacy, but maybe that sounds a little bit closer.
Not from the first meeting. But you're
at a friend's house for dinner and you're sat next to someone you don't know and you've got to, you know, you're going to be there for 2 hours. You want to try and have a nice time and a good conversation. Mm-hmm. So there's some tips, which I thought were quite nice. So there's something called the staircase of intimacy. So you start with facts and practical matters, then you go to opinions, and then you go to feelings. Mm-hmm. So that's how you can build up rapport with somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But actually, before you even get there, the researcher says that you can spend just even 30 seconds jotting down a few starting points to make the conversation better and to make you feel more connected. Another tip was to start a conversational treasure hunt. The mindset I bring to small talk is the idea that it's a treasure hunt. Why is this person interesting? How quickly can I find common ground? And one of the ways you can do this is to make the other person, this sounded a little bit premeditated, but to find a way to make the other person useful to you. So there's nothing more flattering than feeling like you've helped someone, she says. A straightforward compliment is good, but if it's something like, I love that outfit, where did you buy it? I'd love to find something similar that allows you to reveal a bit about yourself while inviting them to help. And this is apparently a very good way to get a conversation started.
Okay.
So I guess you're kind of, you're investing in them and they're investing back.
Right.
In you.
Yeah.
And
you're kind of disarming them a little bit as well.
Yeah. And you're giving them obviously some good flattery, which is always nice to pay a compliment.
It's always nice to
hear. Okay. And then the other thing was to speak half as often as you listen.
I think that's really good advice.
Yeah, I think that's...
Especially when meeting someone for the first time. You don't want to be constantly talking over them. That's like my bugbear. Mm. If I meet someone... That doesn't happen that often, to be fair, but when it does, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Clearly not listening.
Yeah.
Well, it's the difference between listening to understand and listening to answer.
Yes, that's very true.
The difference.
So I guess the nature of our jobs is that we meet a lot of new people all the time. Do you guys have any tips on how to make a good first impression? It's quite hard.
That is a really good question, actually. I kind of going back to what you were saying there, I think listen, like don't talk over people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get to know them as much as you can in, I don't know, that 5 minute or 2 minute interaction that you have. And yeah, just be quite disarming.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Nice.
I think it's kind of trying to put someone else at ease, because it then also puts yourself at ease. Mm-hmm. So if you're instantly, even if it's really kind of what feels like quite bland small talk, but it can almost be a little bit of an icebreaker, like, oh, have you come far? How did you get here? You know, anything that just gets someone talking.
If in doubt, the weather.
Any question about sort of what someone's done to get to where they are that day even is just quite a nice opener, but I think it's just nice to start on a kind of nice level that feels a bit more relaxed.
Yeah,
go from there.
Just find some common ground, and there's always going to be common ground about the weather.
Yeah, so true.
Like, especially in England, so.
Especially in the UK.
Yeah, exactly.
I also think it's important to read the room. Like, if someone clearly doesn't want to talk too much, then you can kind of leave it as a, you know, like, how are you?
Really
blah blah.
Yeah.
But if someone you feel like they want to talk, then that's your time to ask them some more questions.
Yeah, that's a really good tip.
Yeah, otherwise it can be quite awkward.
Yeah,
they don't want to talk and you're just chatting at them.
I guess asking open questions, not closed questions.
Yeah.
Then that means they can't just run away and
hide. Yes, open questions. Yeah, definitely.
One word answers.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm. Well, speaking of questions, should we answer some? This is a nice one. I'll come to you, Nana. Someone has said, "What are your favourite small fashion brands in the UK?"
Oh, that's a really good question. I think I've actually spoken about this brand before on the show. A brand called Kai Collective.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Nigerian designer. Lots of colour, lots of prints. Mm-hmm. Very me. Well, not today, but
usually.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I love Kai. If you're looking for like a party dress or something fun to go out with, another brand that I love is one called Selza, that my friend is actually a stylist. She put me onto them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say my top tip, basically, though, for if you do want to look for kind of like smaller brands and like independent independent brands would be Instagram, to be honest, just because I think, or if you see kind of like any influencers that are like tagging people, it's a really good place. You've got the Instagram shop as well. It's a really good place to look and find those like smaller ones, or somewhere like ASOS Marketplace as well. They have a, if you go on their brands list, they have all the smaller kind of like independent ones as well.
Yeah, good tip. Okay. Yeah. Someone has also asked, how do you style a pair of khaki cargo trousers? Which I feel, are these in style again this season?
They're still, our cargo trousers are still going to be a big thing, definitely. So for me personally, I always would style cargos with heels, just because I think they're quite a kind of like tomboyish, like masculine piece. Well, depending on the material, if they're in silk, then obviously that's different. But yeah, I would have heels, a vest top, maybe like an oversized leather jacket would be how I would personally style it. Alternative to that could obviously be with trainers, a printed t-shirt tucked in, a denim jacket, or a bomber jacket over the top. Like, they are like a really great piece to have in your wardrobe, I would say. It's a pair of cargo pants, trousers.
Very versatile.
Yeah.
Georgina, I feel like you have some khaki trousers.
I have got some. Yeah, I've got some from Uniqlo. They're kind of like a wide leg. And I actually really like wearing them with my white kitten heel boots and then a shirt. So I kind of like the kind of utilitarian bottom half. And then with the heels, I never wear them with trainers. And then I do actually have a pair of black silk, like bunched at the bottom. Is that still then cargo?
They're still cargo,
They're from NYC and they're just black silk with pockets on the side and bunched at the bottom. And I wear those with heels and like a vest top, kind of going out. And,
Nice, really nice.
I love them. I have to say they're so useful.
I think they're a good piece to have in the wardrobe, definitely.
Good to invest in.
Okay,
question from our community now. Someone has said, do you have any ideas for a fun day or evening date that's indoors? Not dinner, but want to do something fun in the evening when it's raining.
Karaoke with Sherry and Lam.
Actually,
karaoke.
You get a karaoke machine.
That's a good shout.
I love playing cards.
Oh, me too. Okay, yeah,
that's like nice. Cards and some wine, or and just have some like music on in the background.
That's nice. You can always bring cards to a bar as well. People should do
cards. We always take cards on holiday with us as well. Play on the beach.
Nice.
There is at the Tater doing like evenings of like DJ and board games.
Tate Lates.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Yeah. My friend sent me the thing and I was like, that's a really cute date idea as well. When, if you want to like, you know, do something fun, have a drink, and then you can like play a game. There's a bit of like a icebreaker as well.
Yeah,
like,
an activity.
First date. Sorry, I only think first dates.
You're doing that a lot.
You could do that at any date, That's really fun.
Yeah, I feel like that could be quite fun as an indoor.
Really nice.
And if you, you know, if you want to go out afterwards, you can. If you want to go home, you can. Like, it's very easy.
Play it by ear.
How about, have you got any?
I was going to say, my brother and sister-in-law, on their first date, they went to a silent disco at the Natural History Museum.
That is a real icebreaker.
And now they're married.
There you go.
That was amazing. That was a cool first
date. Really cool. I think museum gallery, that's quite, that's a, like, you know, a done deal. Borough Market as well. That's really nice. And then you can do, they do like special food tours as well. So if you wanted to do like a Spanish, focus on Spanish food or Italian or whatever it is, you can actually book one of their food tours. And
is it indoors that she wants
the indoor bit, Should we do one more?
Sure.
Someone has said, what is your one beauty everyday must have? It's quite hard to just pick one.
Mine is easy.
Beauty or makeup?
Beauty, they've said. Maybe just go makeup. That's more specific.
Mine is always lip gloss.
Okay.
So I have a minimum of 3 lip glosses on me at like any given time.
What's your go-to brand?
Fenty, Savage, Gloss Bomb in Hot Chocolate.
Specific, those lip glosses are so good. Fenty's does it so well. Georgina?
I mean, if it was only one thing, I'd probably go black mascara, but I would ideally have foundation too.
We can have one. We're having one.
Okay, so Charlotte's Pillow Talk black mascara.
Nice.
Vanessa? I think it would be blush. I love blush. I just love like it just adds a little bit to life. And I know it's hard without, I don't want to say concealer, but concealer's but like I feel like blush would be it just brings my face to life.
Just gives you a bit of blah blah boom.
Exactly.
What blush do you use?
Well, it would be either the Veef one or the Hourglass palette, the one with the snake on it.
Oh nice. Yeah, Hourglass do really nice blush.
Yeah, those two. Or the Merit actually. That's also
Merit
good.
Is a good one.
It's so hard. One is too hard.
One is like, I'm like already, I've already got a whole bag.
You're already at three.
No, a blush. Some sort of blush.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I, mine would be blush as well, I think. Or mascara, maybe Bloom Lash Sensation. It doesn't get old. Okay, right. I think we'll leave it there, but thank you so much for listening. If you have any feedback at all, please do email us at podcast@sherlux.com. You can also look out for our question box on Instagram each week or ask your questions on the SL community at community.sherlux.com. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. See you next time.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.